This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Think killer robots. What comes to mind? Maybe this guy?
I'll be back.
We are not talking about Terminator. We're talking about much simpler technologies that are at best a few years away. In fact, many of which you can see under development today in every theater of the war.
Toby Walsh, a professor of artificial intelligence at the University of New South Wales in Sydney. He spoke February 14th as part of a discussion called Killer Robots, Technological, Legal, and Ethical Challenges at a meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science.
And so these are systems that are using sensors and software processing on their own to determine what constitutes a target and then applying lethal force to that without supervision or meaningful human control.
Another speaker, Peter Acero, co-founder of the International Committee for Robot Arms Control, has participated in UN talks on autonomous weapons.
So what we've really been lobbying is not a sort of complete ban on some specific technical capability, but a more general requirement that all weapon systems should have meaningful human control over the targeting and engagement of those weapon systems. We're also quite fearful that these could constitute a new kind of weapon of mass destruction to the extent that a small group of people or individuals could launch large numbers of autonomous weapon systems that could have devastating effects on populations.
Mary Wareham, coordinator of the Campaign to Stop Killer Robots at Human Rights Watch, cited the results of a new international poll on killer robots.
The public is becoming more opposed to the prospect of a weapon system that would remove human control.
61% of the adults polled from 26 countries opposed the idea of killer robots. That's up from 56% 2 years ago.
Opposition was strong for both men and for women, although it was men who were more likely to favor these weapon systems compared to women. And the story hasn't ended yet. We don't know how it will end. We hope that it will end with an international treaty that provides guidance as the norm, stigmatizing the removal of human from the selection and attack process of weapon systems. Or, you know, the gates will open and we'll see proliferation, destabilizing incidents. And from our experts, it's just a bad situation all round if we don't get this new international law now.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.